Namaste. Welcome to Sambad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. This week I bring to your attention a tale titled Dialogue from the book titled The Magic Monastery. The Magic Monastery is rich in thought-provoking material and can be read and enjoyed at many levels. It is also designed as a course in non-linear thinking. Now, before we begin the tale, the Persian word dervish is generally considered to be derived from the verb darwekhtan, to wait at a door. This reference is to waiting before the door of enlightenment. Now to the tale. A disciple asked the deputy of a dervish, "Why has so-and-so not been through the phase of acquiring patience?" He said, "The test of his patience is you, for you ask questions all the time, while he has no need of other tests in that direction in this place of study." The disciple then asked, "But when do I begin my exercises in developing humility, which is said to be my need?" The deputy told him, "Just as you are a source of exercise in patience to him, he is a source of developing humility for you. Enduring you should help to make him patient. Observing your own attitude towards him should help to make you humble. It is not humility to demand to be made humble." Here ends our tale. I'm sure that you will enjoy reading this book. And if you don't have a copy already with you, you can buy your copy from the following link, which is, if you can see the link while listening to the podcast. Else, you can log on to www.idrishafoundation.org and purchase your copy. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller. "My stories require, at this stage, no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them." Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.